Going Greyhounds is brought to you by the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction, nursery to the stars, Sunday, November 26 from 10 a.m.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
28-11, we're about to see what's happening in a big week coming up. I can tell you too, with the TAB Melbourne Cup in Melbourne. And the man who knows all about that is Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Yeah, I cannot wait for it. And Going Greyhounds today, once again, is brought to you by the 2017 Richmond Riches Puppy Auction, nursery to the stars. Yes, 8 heats, as Cozzy mentioned, of the TAB Group 1 Melbourne Cup, and 4 heats of the Group 1 Bold Trees for the Stayers were run and won at Sandown on Friday night. This Friday is finals night, and Mick Floyd from Sandown is going to be joining us shortly. We also had the running of the Listed Globe Memorial Maiden at Richmond, and club boss Brad Adams going to be another guest on the show, where he's also going to be talking, of course, about next Sunday's Richmond Riches Puppy Auction. In Canberra, there's going to be a rally next Monday to protest the ACT government's ban on greyhound racing there. Club spokesman Kel Watt will give us more details. And we'll also head to New Zealand for Pete Fenimore's wrap of the Group 1 New Zealand Cup and the Group 1 Galaxy. While I'm here, I also want to wish all participants the very best in tomorrow afternoon's Goulburn Cup final. Slamming Thunder for Neil Staines was the fastest qualifier in 24.58 and has drawn box one for the decider. Well, first up today, we head to Sandown ahead of Friday night's massive night, headlined by the $600,000 TAB Melbourne Cup. James Vandermart and myself will be trackside for Sky Racing. And Mick Floyd, the Sandown media chief, is on the line right now. Mick, good morning to you. Excitement is building for the richest greyhound race in the world.
G'day, Disco. You're right. It's an exciting week, Melbourne Cup week. The final is outstanding. As you'd expect, those heats last week are as good as we've seen, and this final is certainly as good, if not better, than any final I've seen in my 12 or so years at Sandown Park. So very exciting times, and of course, a nice little side dish or entree, I guess, with Fernando Bale going around the Bold Trees, aiming to become the third greyhound to win $1 million in prize money. So very exciting times here at Sandown Park.
You betcha. Well, let's go through the TAB Melbourne Cup field in box order. Mick, Aston DB for Shona Thompson has drawn box one after posting the fastest heat time, a personal best of 29.12. He's a big bloke, and once he got clear last Friday night, he bolted in by 3.5 lengths.
I think that's the key for him. He's not bad out of the boxes, but he's just lacks that little bit of early brilliance. But we saw what can happen when he gets that clear run. His race record is just extraordinary. Hasn't won a group level yet, but he's been placed, I think, in his last 5 finals, which is a testament to the dog. And drawing box one, well, there's no surprise that he's come up as the TAB favourite. He's a flying machine in very good hands and drawn ideally. He's going to be hard to beat, but yeah, he's going to have to be at his very best.
Currently $2.50, tab.com.au. Fixed odds. Runner-up in the Top Gun and the Adelaide Cup at Group 1 level. Mick, Kuda Mayhem is a $5 chance for Jason and Jessica Sharp. This greyhound will jump from box 2 after taking out the opening cup heat. Like Aston DB, he showed great burn after just a fair getaway, taking over, turning out of the straight.
Yeah, it was a really nice win and a fantastic effort by the Shafts. They're lovely people. They do a great job with their dogs, and there's probably no one more excited than what they were after the race to get into a Melbourne Cup final. A huge thrill for anyone, and they're certainly enjoying the week. I think he's a little bit short at $5 for mine. He's a very capable greyhound, but I'm just a little concerned about that early pressure. I'm not sure where he'll be through that first turn, but he was a fantastic heat winner, and yeah, I think if he gets that clear run early, he's right in the mix.
Mick, Chase and Crackers for Glenn Rounds is the outsider of the field at $21 fixed. This greyhound railed strongly approaching the home turn to win his heat in 29.40, and he's the Vic Peters runner-up, and Chase and Crackers will again exit box 3 this Friday night.
Really nice run. He's probably the strongest dog in the field. He's had a bit of success over the middle distances. He's got a very good record over 595 and 600 at Sandown and the Meadows. And his heat win was very impressive. If he can get close enough to the leaders through that first turn, then he's certainly in with a show. I think $26 is probably a little bit overs for mine, but look, a very smart greyhound. Glenn Rounds is another who does an exceptional job, of course. His late partner, Judy Haley, won the race back in 2001 with Classic Capri. So it's a race that he's got a good history in, and as I said, he does a fantastic job dog. So the key to him will be to get out early and be close enough to him. He can't lead the race, but he can certainly posse up close enough to be there at the end.
Adelaide Cup champ, Roar Ability for Anthony as a party is $7, tab fixed. The greyhound flew out, was never headed in his 29 and 20 heat victory, breaking 5 seconds to the first mark, Mick, and will jump from box four on Friday night, the same alley that he won the Adelaide Cup, the Group 1 Adelaide Cup from.
Yeah, 4.95 to the first mark, 18.50 odd to the back. He was absolutely flying Roar Ability, pinged the lids, and from there it was all over. It was a bit of a surprise to Anthony after the race. He wasn't sure where he was at. He was saying he trialled at Ballarat the week prior and just didn't go very well. He couldn't explain that trial, and obviously he saved it up for the night because he was just outstanding last week. I don't think box four will worry him too much. With Chasing Crackers on the inside, he should get across there quite nicely and might even open it up to the likes of Uphill Jewel on his outside. But a very good run by Roar Ability. We've seen he's had a ton of ability early in his career, and that Adelaide Cup shows what sort of class he has. If he can step cleanly like he did on Friday night, then he's going to be hard to run down.
Mick, Top Gun champ Uphill Jill is $10 to take out the Tab Melbourne Cup. Uphill Jill also broke 5 seconds for the first split from box two, and the David Giel trained chaser has drawn box five in the Melbourne Cup. She's fast approaching the $500,000 prize money mark.
A fantastic little chaser, Uphill Jill. She's been in, I think it's the 10th group final. She's been placed in all but one of them. She's run seven, run second seven times, which is just an extraordinary record. Her biggest trait, obviously, is her early speed and that tenacity later on. She's actually broken five at Sandown to the first split on five occasions, which just shows how consistently brilliant she is early on. I think she's the value runner in the race. At $10, I think she's a real show to maybe not lead Roar Ability, but certainly posse up on his outside. I think she'll get a nice card through. Real good value runner there. And I'm just at David Gill's place at the moment, actually. And she's bouncing out of her skin. She looks in great order. And as I said, box five, it doesn't look great on paper, but I don't think it's a bad draw given the dogs around her.
And we certainly wish Dave and Rosa all the best. Mick, two-time Speed Star champ, Bewildering is the second favourite for the Tab Melbourne Cup at $3.50 fixed. He's going to wear the green rug after clocking 29 and 35 in his heat. The son of the former Melbourne Cup winner Black Magic Opal gives Shona Thompson two runners in the cup and has a Sandown PB of 29.03.
Yeah, he's bred by the same connections that had Black Magic Opal. The Serge and Bill Bacilli, they're very excited, as you can understand. They're set for a big week. He's an absolute flying machine, Bewildering. He's, as you said, two-time speed star winner, 29.03 best at the track. The question will be whether he can get that clear crack at him. He showed last week that he doesn't have to lead, or he's capable of barging through and creating his own luck. But at 29.30, I think he's going to have to go quicker, which means he's going to need a clearer run. I'm just not sure if he'll get that from box six, but if he does, well, we've seen what he can do to the clock once he gets that clear run.
Mick, at $16, tab fixed, Aston Miley has drawn box seven after winning the final heat in 29 and 60. This greyhound is trained by 75-year-old Eddie Leeshout, and she's only had 14 starts, but she's won seven of them. Sorry, what was that, Mick?
I was just saying, it's a fantastic effort by Eddie Leeshout to get her into the Melbourne Cup, a litter sister to Aston DB, and a very smart little greyhound herself. She is racing in career best form, and Eddie was over the moon when she got up on Friday night. Very, very happy man. He was great at the box draw yesterday. He's just enjoying every moment of it. She's going to need a bit of luck, I think, on class. She's probably just that step below some of her rivals, but very nice greyhound, and there won't be a there'll be a lot of well wishes should she get up on the night.
Indeed, she was placed recently in the Geelong Cup. And finally, Mick, Striker Light is a $15 chance. She was back to her brilliant best in the heats, dominating in 29 and 37 from box two, a two-time Group One winner. She's going to wear the pink rug in the Melbourne Cup for Brett and Kelly Bravo and fellow owner GRV's Georgie Ferrugia.
Yeah, no surprise that she's in this sort of field. She's a reigning greyhound of the Victorian Sprinter of the Year. She's an absolute flying machine. Her group record is just outstanding. Fantastic rivalry with Uphill Jill. This will be the 10th time they've met on the track, which is just extraordinary in its own right. The 9th time they've met on the track, and the ledger's currently 4-all. So a bit of bragging rights online there, but of course, yeah, she's an absolute flying machine. Her form leading into the race was a little bit mixed, but as we saw on Friday night, when she gets it right, she's as good as any. And the box draw probably hasn't helped her too much, but if she can jump like that, she's every chance to avoid any sort of trouble and be right there. So it's a fantastic field. It really years from top to bottom. You can't rule a line through any, I don't think. It's going to be the best dog on the night, which is exactly how we want to see it.
The two reserves for the TAB Melbourne Cup not available, and last year's winner, Ando's Mac. Mick, Friday night's other Group 1 is the Bold Trees for the Stayers, $100,000 to the winner. Fanta Bale, gee, nice and juicy, $1.90, tab.com.au fixed favourite. The box draw is Zipping Lady for Marty Hallinan, is a $26 chance, box 1. Fellow New South Wales Stayer Ebby Ripper for Michael Eberrand in the 2 at $5. Fanta Bale, $1.90 from the 3. Packy Keeping, another former New South Wales Stayer now with Brett Bravo, is at $35. Champagne Sally for Queensland and Ray Berman in box number 5 is at $8. Moment to Jive from Western Australia for Sarah and Richard Appleton is a $26 chance. And then we go to the Rising Star and Hume Cup winner Rockoon for Lisa and Keith Helmuth in box number 7, $3.50. Petunia Minnelli for David Hobby, another WA stayer, is at $15 in box 8. Destroyer and Teddy Minnelli are the reserves. Now from box 3, Mick, the champ, Fanta Bale, only needs to run a drum to top the $1 million prize money mark.
And it's pretty hard to see her not running the first three at least. The draw's been very good to her. She was outstanding last week. She ran about the time she does. We know she's not necessarily the fastest greyhound, but she's super consistent. She's got great early speed over the distance, and I just can't see her getting beaten. It's a very nice field. The Interstaters didn't have much luck in the cup heats, but they've certainly had a good run the Bold Trees. But even at their very best, I think Fanta Bale has them covered. She's, as we said, she's a flying machine. I think she'll get past that $1 million and some on Friday night.
Now, Mick, there are other excellent supporting races at Sandown this Friday night. Dan, you've got the $1 million wheel on track. One lucky on-track punter could take away the magic seven-figure amount.
Yeah, it's going to be good fun. There'll be plenty of interest in the wheel. We'll be drawing it after the cup. And as you said, there's $1 million on the wheel. We had a $600,000 wheel a couple of years ago. We missed by one square, unfortunately. But $1 million up for grabs. There'll be plenty of interest there. And if they don't, if the patron doesn't get the $1 million, there's at least $10,000 consolation prizes as well. So someone's guaranteed to walk off the track with at least 10 grand in their pocket and possibly $1 million.
Wow. Well, to you and Greg and the entire team at Sandown, all the very best for Friday night. Mick Floyd and James Vandermart and I will see you on track. We'll be there for Sky Racing right throughout Friday evening. And thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
A pleasure. Thanks, Dave. It's going to be a great night on Friday night.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Floyd there from Sandown. Well, in Sydney, Richmond, the nursery to the stars, well, it's certainly been in the spotlight with the running of the listed Globe Memorial Maiden Final last Friday night and the 2017 Richmond Riches puppy auction, which is coming up next Sunday morning from 10 o'clock. We're going to get Brad Adam on the phone shortly from Richmond to talk about that, and I really can't wait. In the meantime, only a few weeks ago, the ACT government moved to legislate for the banning of greyhound racing in Canberra from April next year, putting more than 50 people out of work. And the flow-on effect is frightening as well. Now, a rally to protest the ban is going to take place next Monday, and Canberra Greyhound spokesman Kel Watt has more details. Kel, good morning. How can we go to the rally, and what are the details?
Morning, Dave. As we've spoken about before, this is not just a rally for Canberra to save one club. It's about saving the ACT industry. It's a state industry. And obviously, we want to make sure it's not the first domino to fall. So we're putting out callers, all our regular participants and members in the Canberra and ACT region. We need you to be there. And as I've been telling them, the only excuse you've got to not be there is you've got to go to a funeral, and it better be your funeral. But obviously, because we service so much New South Wales and Northern Victoria as well, really keen to see some interstate help. So the Canberra Club was a big part of that New South Wales rally that helped put the first parts of the political pressure onto the Baird government that ultimately led to an orange by-election result and the repealing of the legislation in New South Wales. And we need to see similar sort of support in New South Wales coming back. If we can stop the first domino from falling in Canberra, it safeguards other clubs, it safeguards other states. And we need to show that there is great community support in the ACT and southeast New South Wales for the jobs that we deliver, for the economic impact that we make, and most importantly, for the strong animal welfare and integrity record that we've been able to build up over nearly 40 years. Mm-hmm. If people want to see an industry or a club or a sport bargained away, thrown around like confetti when it comes to political wheeling and dealing, then don't turn up. But if you believe that you need to take a stand and you want to have your voice heard and you believe in consultation, then get there. I can't emphasise that enough. This is probably the biggest event in the Canberra club's history, Dave.
Okay, Kel. And look, it's next Monday. Where is the meeting place?
What we're asking people to do is to arrive at the Canberra Greyhound Club in Narrabundah or Symonston at 11 o'clock. There we're going to distribute shirts, posters. We've got some petrol money for people. We're also going to be paying for buses. So if local clubs or local communities organise buses to come, we'll cover the cost of that. We want to make sure we remove any financial barrier. So arrive at 11 o'clock at the Canberra Club next Monday. We'll have a briefing and we'll then jump on buses either that you've come in or that have been provided locally to the rallying point in the centre of the city there. And what we want to do is hold it from 12 to 1, capture that big lunchtime crowd, obviously attract a lot of media. We're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, of passers-by that we're going to be able to engage with and show our strength and give our message to. And that's obviously going to have the politicians hearing our voice. From there, we jump on the bus again back about 1 o'clock, head back to the club, and then people can either head home or they've got time in the day to get to another race course or get back home, back to their work situation, whatever it might be. So we've tried to be as strategic as possible to maximise turnout and make sure that people aren't having their day disrupted. Okay. But 11 o'clock next Monday at the Canberra Club, either by car or bus, if your local club's organising one, we encourage you to do that, and you'll be gone by 1 o'clock.
Now, buses have been organised. Some buses have been organised to come from Sydney too, Kel.
I believe that's right. Look, I've got to say that the voices and the personality in the alliance that ran such a successful campaign last year have jumped on board very quickly. So we've got the GBOTA, the alliance, individual clubs. Greyhound Clubs Australia has also been excellent. So anyone that we could possibly ask help from has delivered. And in fact, we've often seen them proactively helping. So we definitely appreciate that. And I do want to emphasise that we're not short of support in terms of from the leadership of those key personalities, you know, the Brenton Scotts, and I know you mentioned Brad Adam a moment ago, and, Ellen Harris in GBOTA and others have been fantastic. And
yep.
Problem is you start mentioning a few people, you leave some out. So I don't want to do that, but I really want to emphasise that the leadership from around the key personalities has been wonderful so far. We now need to translate that into grassroots action. And the thing is, if you leave this to somebody else, it's another gap in the crowd that we've got. You know, it only takes 20 or 30 people to think, oh, we'll be right. And it's a hole in the crowd that would have otherwise been very impressive and would have otherwise helped reinforce the strength of our community. So make sure you get there if at all possible.
Yeah, the rally in Hyde Park, which helped to force Mike Baird's New South Wales retreat, was a huge success. So it is time to take people power to the ACT rally. 11 a.m. at the ACT Greyhound Racing Club in Narrabundah or Symonston. Be there at 11 a.m. next Monday. Just quickly, Kel, what's the latest on your legal fight against the ACT ban? Have you heard from the Minister, Gordon Ramsay?
No, the government still hasn't responded formally to either the club or to our legal team, and they're yet to make a response to the courts as well. So the first hearing in the Supreme Court will be on December the 8th, and that relates to some constitutional matters. And so we're looking forward to that. That's only a couple of weeks away now, so that will be our first litmus test and where we stand legally. And we've also got a hearing date set for the 8th of February in the ACT to consider where the legal situation around our application for an extension of our lease is. So those two things are set. We know we've got some action coming there. But no, all quiet on the Western Front as far as the Minister's concerned. But if anybody's had a look at, jumped on to Facebook and had a look at some of the performances of the Minister in estimates when the opposition, and particularly the Shadow Racing Minister, has grilled him about a few things, I think you'll see that to say that he's squirming is pretty generous. He's sitting there like a stunned mullet mostly and letting a couple of the departmental legal advisers try to filibuster for him to a degree. So I just don't think the government really, well, they don't understand the industry, and you can tell that by the lack of consultation with us. You can see that the legislation they propose is pretty ordinary, but they just don't understand the legal fight they've got on their hands as well.
Well, Kel, you know, all I can say is all the very best with the big protest rally next Monday in Canberra. And look, just finally, we have to remind participants that it is a peaceful rally. We don't want any drama.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I might just say two things there. Firstly, dog free. We can't get dogs in there. We want to make sure it's a people-focused event in the city. But absolutely, peace. You know, it's got to be peaceful. There will be people there trying to bait us. The discipline so far from this community, despite all the pressure that we've been under, has been remarkable. All it takes is one person to lash out, and you get that caught on a camera, or you get somebody, you know, we're all journalists these days, you know, somebody filming something where somebody's swearing or, you know, gives them that moment of frustration. Unfortunately, that becomes the story, and we lose all the steam. So absolutely, focus on the positives of what we do, and we'll dictate the narrative.
Kel Watt, thank you for joining us on Going
Greyhounds. Good on you, Dave, and thanks for your ongoing support, mate. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Kel. All right, it's been a huge last 7 days in New Zealand with Cup Week in Christchurch for all of the three racing codes, and the New Zealand Greyhound Cup was run and won on Thursday at Group 1 level. Our Kiwi correspondent Pete Fenimore joins us now. Pete, good morning or good afternoon as it is where you are. Former Australian chaser Nature's Gent claimed the honours for trainers Angela Turnbull and Paul Freeman in the Group 1 New Zealand Cup, proving too strong for Cactus Jack and race favourite Avenger Bale.
Yes, yeah, spot on there, Dave. And, good morning to you guys over there. Yeah, Nature's Gent. Purchaser from Dave Pringle by Paul Freeman, the greyhound, has been in New Zealand for a while. They had initial problems with him. They got that ironed out, and he actually qualified for the New Zealand Cup, riding a prelude at the Manukau Stadium. He went to Addington, first look at the track down there. Solitary won his semi-final 30-11, and then fronted up last Thursday night for the decider. Yeah, it was Nozo Fair won the break. Cactus Jack, as expected, tracked up behind him. Race favourite Avenger Bale, he was getting himself handy, but inexperience proved costly at that point. He moved away from the rail. He went wide when rallying that first turn, and Nature's Gent didn't require a second invitation. He just dived through, tracked the pacemakers down down the back straight. He proved too strong on the run home, got home in 30 and 32, three quarters over, Cactus Jack, and the same margin back to a strong finishing Avenger Bale. But no, Dave, thoroughly deserve a real professional performance, display great track sense, and the $100,000 race to Nature's Gent.
Nature's Gent win gave Shaky Jakey his first Group 1 as a sire, with the Damn Midnight News also bred in New South Wales by Dave Pringle. And the litter's a good one, with Bob Payne's sprint champ Watch the Wasp a winner at Group 2 level. Pete, I believe Nature's Gent's going to chase more group glory in New Zealand over the summer and may even come back to Australia for a few races, where he was once trained by Jason Thompson.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, as you mentioned, Jason trained him. In fact, he went back to Dave Pringle's just to recover from a slight injury. They have a slight spill, and the intention was to bring him back for the Melbourne Cup. Paul Freeman was able to get him before that happened. And you mentioned that litter. There is another very, very talented litter brother currently racing over here for Karen Walsh, riding Shotgun. And this greyhound will be winning group races also. In terms of Nature's Gent, the intentions are, speaking to Paul Freeman afterwards, the Group 1 spiel on Rose, the heats on December 1 at Hattrick. That will be his next assignment.
Okay, Pete, and what about Cold Hero Swimming Goat? A year or two back, he won 22 straight, and last Thursday he won his second Group 1 Galaxy for trainer Callum Weir.
Super, super effort by the goat there, Dave. A marvel of a greyhound, and he drew the one. He came away nicely. It was actually the Northern Train Highland Laddie who won the break. Swimming Goat, he rolled up underneath. You could tell on the home turn it was going to be Goat's Group 1 title, and he duly obliged. A length and a half in 17 and 16. This is his 53rd career win from 76 races, and it was his third consecutive Group 1 title, having won the Galaxy last year and the Railway Sprint at Manukau in between.
But he's had a series of setbacks, but look, he has to be even more of a household favourite now.
Oh, for sure, Dave. And speaking to Cullen both pre-race and post-race, like a lot of people have started dishing the dog. He had been out with injuries, as you just alluded to. Cullen had brought him back. This was his fifth run back in, and Cullen had stated in a pre-race interview, you'll see the real swimming goat on Thursday night. Well, you certainly did.
All right, Pete. Well, as always, we thank you for joining us and keeping us up to date on the latest from New Zealand. Look, we all follow your tips here in Australia. Anything this week that you can think of that we maybe should get on?
You caught me on the hop, Dave. I'm busy writing the reviews from last week. I've got the fields of men or two in front of me. I'll tell you what, I'll text you something later on.
Okay, well, all right, and I'll get that over. All right, Pete, well, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the week's racing coming up in New Zealand and going greyhounds. Great to have you on again as a guest.
Hey, no worries, Dave, and I'll catch you in Melbourne later on the week, eh?
Are you going to Sandown?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, for sure.
See you Friday night. Good on you, Pete.
Okay, cheers, mate.
Pete Fenimore joining us from across the Tasman there on going greyhounds. Well, I tell you, Richmond, the nursery to the stars, has been in the spotlight. Richmond boss Brad Adam is going to join us on The Catching Pen tomorrow night on Sky Racing 2. And really looking forward to having him on with the Richmond Puppy Auction now only six sleeps away. And if you want to be a bidder, please register online. Go to richmondpuppyauction.com.au. The puppy auction now is only six sleeps away. And make sure that you register online. 97 pups are going to be auctioned from 10 o'clock next Sunday morning. Free entry to the track with all pups sold through the auction, eligible to compete in the 2019 race series. And well, there's a couple of other really good lots that you should have a look at. I can tell you what, I'm extremely interested in one lot, and it's by Melbourne Cup winner Dinah Double One from Clockwise. There are three pups, two dogs and a bitch, and I'm told there will be no buybacks on the trio. And, Clockwise, of course, has produced Fast Times, a Group 1 winner, and King Carmody, who won again at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, just gone. In fact, all greyhounds from Clockwise's first litter have won. So Dinah Double One Clockwise is one to look out for. And another one is Fernando Bale from Ready to Ride, who's a litter sister to Evil Punk. So check that out as well. Fernando Bale from Ready to Ride. And both of those lots we will be talking further about on The Catching Pen tomorrow night. The Richmond Riches Puppy Auction next Sunday from 10 a.m. at the track in Londonderry Road, Londonderry. And just repeating, the website is richmondpuppyauction.com.au. And speaking of Richmond, last Friday night, the track hosted the listed Globe Memorial Maiden Final. And the John Finn train, twice started favourite, but was upstaged by his little litter sister, Poco Dorado, who was the first reserve. The time of Poco Dorado was 30 and 51, and she, like twice, is regally bred by Fernando Bale out of Doreen Drynan's national sprint champ, Chica Desticata. And Poco Dorado, owned by Pete McDermott and Dennis Donoghue, also raced Chica. And I'm sure there must have been plenty of celebrating on the track there. Poco Dorado means small and golden in Spanish. And at just 19 months of age, she turns 19 tomorrow, 19 months of age tomorrow. She has a very, very promising future. Richmond Riches Puppy Auction. And Brad Adam is going to join us tomorrow evening on The Catching Pen. Just before I go, the Group 3 Ipswich Gold Cups, the heats were contested in very wet conditions on Saturday. Outside pass for Tony Appap, setting the time standard from box 8 in 30 and 52. The box draw for this Saturday night's Group 3 Ipswich Cup final is Outback Sunshine 1 for John Gagan, 2 Cosmic Capers, Colin Fry, 3 A Lot of Amy, Ken McEnroth, 4 Sin's Magic, Bill Elson, and 5, 6 and 7 all for John McCarthy. They're all litter brothers. The Queensland Derby winner, Rather Dapper, in again in the pink rug. It's been a busy week and a busy week to come. See you at Sandown on Friday, Cozzy.
Too right, be fantastic. The TAB Melbourne Cup.